The following is transcribed.
Welcome to Bat Soup, the never nutritious, definitely delicious podcast dedicated to the old-time radio adventures of Superman and the dynamic duo. Buckle your utility belts for lots of snappy patter, plenty of fist-slinging, and plausible explanations galore. Before we get to today's adventure, let's pause for this important message.
Well, gang, we just wanted to let you know that the results are in, and our latest Bat Soup Swell Prize has been a big hit. But the last ones just shipped out in specially marked cans of Bat Soup, so you can pretty much count them gone. But while supplies are on the shelves, you can get an actual shell casing from where a bunch of thugs tried to gun down Superman. These make great collector's items, don't they, Billy?
Huh, you've got that right. Good thing they're individually wrapped, because one of the big weird ones I got is extra special.
How so, Billy?
Well, we got to looking at it with a microscope, and it turns out there was powder residue on it. If it weren't for the plastic bag, it would have just washed off in the soup. But thankfully, it was perfectly preserved, so we took it down to the high school chem lab.
High school chem lab?
Yeah, and thanks to the preservation of the powder, we were able to replicate a whole batch. And let me tell you, that stuff is potent.
Well, be careful, Billy. We wouldn't want any accidents to happen.
Yeah, well, it's a little late for that. The fire chief is pretty pissed, not to mention my parole officer. Weird how the principal seems so cool about it.
That's great, Billy. And don't forget, gang, you can get your very own limited edition Superman shell casing in specially marked packages of never nutritious, definitely delicious Bat Soup. Have Mom grab a can today wherever fine podcasts are sold.
Results may vary.
And now, Bat Soup presents today's adventure, part 13 of Is There Another Superman? As originally broadcast on February 14th, 1946.
Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from another planet, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, defender of law and order, champion of equal rights, valiant, courageous fighter against the forces of hate and prejudice. Today we conclude our story of the strange bank robberies. So stand by for the dramatic climax with Superman, Batman, and Robin, and the beginning of a brand new story. But now, let's see what's going on over at Dan McCullough's house this afternoon.
Hi, Sally. Come on in the living room.
Oh, Dan, it's the best Valentine I ever got.
Yeah? Which one?
The one you sent, of course, with the comic button on it.
Oh, yeah. That's from a package of Kellogg's Pep we opened the other day.
Oh, I'm so thrilled.
Hey, Dan, where are you?
Hi, Rusty. Come on in.
Hey, Dan, that's a swell idea. A Valentine with a comic button for my collection.
I got one, too, Rusty.
Yeah? Which one?
Moon Mullins.
I got the Superman button.
Oh.
You got Moon Mullins?
Yes.
Swapping Superman for Moon Mullins.
Yeah, that's the idea. Cinch that trade right away.
You don't mind, do you, Dan?
Why, of course not. All the gang knows that's a swell way to get a new and different comic button for your collection. And all the gang's mighty busy these days, working toward all 18 buttons in the series. Of course, it's a real help that these comic buttons are so easy to get. You don't have to send in a single penny, not even a box stop. And you can't buy them anywhere. All you do is to ask Mom to get you some of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Inside every package, there's an exclusive prize for you. Remember, that's P-E-P, Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. Now, the adventures of Superman.
Learning that a mysterious bank robber who has been impersonating him and apparently possesses superhuman strength planned a $50 million burglary, Superman and his friends, Batman and Robin, found a clue in a back issue of the Daily Planet. The Metropolis Banknote Company, which prints paper money for the Treasury, had that day completed the printing of $50 million and had stored it in the company's underground vaults. K
Carrying Batman and Robin, Superman hovered in the dark sky above the ancient tomb-like building. And shortly after 1 o'clock in the morning, his X-ray vision spotted the mysterious bank robber and six men in an old sewer tunnel directly beneath the vaults. As we continue now, having obtained entrance to the building, our three friends are in the basement vaults. Listen.
What are they doing now, Superman?
Removing the loose concrete.
What loose concrete?
Under a section of this floor. They must have been working on it a long time. The concrete is at least 8 inches thick.
Jesus.
Okay, get ready. They'll be coming through any second now.
All right.
False Superman is finishing the job with a padded sledgehammer. Hey, he is pretty strong.
He's plenty strong. Robert and I tangled with him and got bounced around like rubber dolls. We know.
Yeah, and don't forget how he ripped open the steel bank doors.
Hold it. It's broken through. Now listen, let me handle this.
Are you kidding? You said he had six huskies with him.
I know, but
watch
I should...
Watch it. Here comes the first guy through the hole.
Quick, behind the vaults. Okay, now don't show yourselves until I give the word.
Are the others coming up?
Yes. We'll wait until they're all above decks and then we'll move. Quiet now.
There are six of them and the phony Superman, huh?
Yes. We're outnumbered just enough to make it interesting.
Okay. Let's jump them before they can get to their guns. Leave the man in the costume and cape to me.
All right.
Let's go, Robin.
Right with you, Pappy.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, look, three guys.
What's taking me to you here?
Oh, here's my calling card. Read it when you wake up.
Get out of here. You're the one I want to meet. All right, my phony friend. Let's see if you do have superhuman strength.
Nice showing, Robin. Stay away from those guns, mister.
Yeah.
Or you won't.
Love you.
Okay.
When you're out of
here. Oh, attaboy, Batman. Oh, your eyes are popping out. Ranger, do you mind if I pop back in for you? Hey, I'm running out of sparring partners, Batman. There's just this one left.
I'll take him. Pardon me, friend. Your chin showing.
Well, there were six little gunmen, but now there are none. Now we can help Superman.
He doesn't need any help. Look behind you.
Christopher Columbus. He's swinging the phony around like a Ferris wheel.
I get dizzy. What's Forrest?
By all means, we've got some talking to do. Down on your feet. There we are.
You strong. Like lions.
Superman's got him tamed, Robin.
Tame as a kitten.
Now, what's your name?
I, Boris.
Boris what?
Boris Mikhailovich Petrovsky.
Oh, brother, what a mouthful.
Quiet, Robin.
I not bad man. I do nothing wrong.
Oh, no?
How about robbing all those banks?
I no keep money. I give to... Charity,
sure, to make the police think I was the thief. But the $50 million in these vaults weren't going to charity. This was the big deal you were building up to. You intended to keep this money and brand me as the burglar.
Oh, I no keep any money. Mr. Simpson, he say, all this I do is, publicity. It gets Boris very big name.
Why did you want to get publicity?
Boris go on stage, make money.
The stage?
Da-da. People pay much money see Boris. Strongest man in whole world. Mr. Simpson, he say, Boris make lots money.
Who's Mr. Simpson?
That he there, lie on floor.
Fancy vest and spats?
Da-da. He give a ticket, come America. He say, make Boris rich man. He say, Boris do like he say, get much of public...
I think he's telling the truth, Robin.
I don't. Nobody could be that dumb.
Da-da. Mr. Simpson say, Boris very dumb. That mean Boris very strong, no?
You say you believe him, Superman?
Yes, I think he was taken advantage of by this Simpson.
Played for a sucker, you mean?
That's right. First, we'll check on his story. Tell me, Boris, how did you open those bank doors and vaults?
And how did you bend those steel bars into pretzels?
Hey, Mr. Simpson, give Boris this.
What's that?
It looks like an aluminum cylinder.
It's just what it is. There are three electronic tubes inside it and a battery strapped around his chest.
Boris hold this to door, steel gets soft.
Gets soft?
Da-da, it start melt. Then Boris take hold and pull the rest away. Not hard for so strong men like me.
Great, Jupiter. You mean this thing melts steel?
I don't believe it.
I do. I've heard of diathermic rays used to soften steel. Remember I showed you how the bank door in Lordville was wrenched out of shape, Batman?
Yeah, that's right.
But it was done with this electronic gadget.
Well, I'll be jiggered.
Oh, here comes the police. Henderson's eyes are going to pop when he sees these goons stretched out on the floor.
You think they got a jail strong enough to hold this guy?
Oh, no. Please, I no go jail. I not be bad.
Well, that'll be up to a judge to decide, Boris. That's how we do things here in America.
But I, Boris, I good man. I not do nothing.
Order in the court. Boris Petrovsky.
Step up, Boris.
The...
Since it is evident that you're only an innocent dupe in the hands of George Simpson, alias George Tanner, who has a long police record, this court is patrolling you in the custody of Clark Kent. Court adjourned.
You're free, Boris. The judge isn't sending you to jail.
Oh, I kiss the hand of judge.
Never mind that. Come along. I'm going to get you a job operating one of the Daily Planet presses where you can put some of that strength of yours to good use.
Oh, I am so happy. So glad.
With tears of happiness rolling down his cheeks, Boris, the big Russian, leaves the courtroom in the custody of his newfound friend, the man he had innocently tried to wrong. And so Superman has solved another baffling mystery. But if he thinks he can lean back and relax, he is sadly mistaken. For at this very moment, another adventure is brewing. This one more amazing than any that have gone before. We'll return in a moment to begin a new Superman adventure. But first, here is your announcer.
You know, gang, it'd be a doggone shame if you should miss out on a single one of those swell comic buttons Kellogg's Pep is putting out. Because every single one of these 18 different buttons is so bright colored and gleaming. Why, they look mighty smart pinned on your jacket or your dress or cap. And every single picture of your favorite comic strip characters is a dead ringer for one of the friends you've been following in the funny papers for a long time. And here's something else that you wouldn't want to miss. The exciting fun of getting a new button every time Mom opens a new package of Pep. And even more fun trading duplicates with your pals. So hop to it, gang. Ask Mom to get you some more of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. That's the only way you can get these comic buttons. You don't send in a single penny, not even a box stop, and you can't buy them anywhere. But there's an exclusive prize for you in every package of P.E.P. Pep, made by Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals. Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Our scene is the city room of the Daily Planet. In Lois Lane's absence, young Jimmy Olsen has been using her office. And as we look in now, the telephone on the desk has just rung. Swinging back in his chair, Jimmy lifts the receiver.
Well, Olsen speaking.
James, is it you I'm speaking to?
What? Who is this, Poco?
Is there anyone else in space or time who thinks in rhythm and talks in rhyme?
Oh, it's Poco, all right. How are you, pal?
Oh, I'm fine, friend James. And how are you? Do you still have plenty of work to do?
No, I'm just moping around waiting for something to happen.
Oh, how would you like it to happen soon? With, something like a trip to the moon.
What? A trip where?
To the moon. In a balloon.
Are you kidding?
Oh, honest engine across my heart. Just say the word and we can start. Professor Twiddle is standing by to shoot his rocket into the sky.
Now, wait a minute, Poco. What kind of double talk are you handing me? You mean to say someone's going to try to fly to the moon in a rocket?
Professor Twiddle, who happens to be an expert in astronomy, is quite convinced that it is no dream to fly to the moon on a radar beam. And so he's built a rocket ship controlled by radar to make the trip from the Earth to the moon in nothing flat. Now tell me, what do you think of that?
Well, I think it's crazy.
Oh, crazy yes or crazy no. Professor Twiddle is ready to go. Maybe he's right and maybe he's wrong. But he'd like us both to go along.
Me fly to the moon in a rocket? Oh, no.
Oh, don't say no till you hear the story at Professor Twiddle's laboratory. Can you meet me there at 2:30 so he himself can tell it to you?
Well, where is it?
Oh, 607 Winthrop Street, where the avenue and the parkway meet. But don't breathe a word to a single soul, or you'll get me in a terrible hole.
Oh, okay.
Oh, toodaloo. Till
2:30. Toodaloo.
Hanging up, Jimmy shakes his head and rubs his eyes as though he had just awakened from a dream. Is Poco serious, or is it just a gag? Well, just between us, it's far from a gag. And if you listen tomorrow, you'll meet the eccentric Professor Twiddle and learn how Jimmy and Foco get themselves involved in an adventure in space that almost defies the best efforts of Superman to save them. So don't miss tomorrow's episode. It's the beginning of a new and excitingly different story. Tune in, same time, same station, and follow the adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the Grand Old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. Superman is also a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications. Say, gang, you'll get a bang out of this. Kellogg's Variety is back. That's the grand 10-package assortment of six swell Kellogg cereals. Makes breakfast more fun than a picnic. Makes it easy for Mom, too. No dishes to wash, thanks to the new Kell Bowl Pack. You can eat right out of it. What's more, these generous packages are great for lunchboxes and outings. So ask Mom to hurry and get Kellogg's Variety at her grocer's the very first chance. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
That was part 13 and the final chapter of Is There Another Superman? From the Adventures of Superman. We'll be leaving Jimmy Olsen and Poco rattling on in a way that you might think is loco. But don't worry, that story is in no hurry to get back to Robin and Batman, who always have a plan to help their good friend, Superman. Anyway, thanks for listening, and be sure to subscribe to Bat Soup where you get your podcasts. You can always drop us a line at batsouppodcast@gmail.com and like us on Facebook. That'll wrap things up for this episode of Bat Soup, but be sure to tune in next time when we kick off a brand new story, the story of the century, when you'll hear Clark Kent say,
"Wow, he writes himself a voucher every time he buys a stick of gum."